Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
And you know it. Let me get some background music, please.
Yeah, this crazy leg from the beat banana.
Oh, that was a little too loud. All right, check it out, people. This is Freak the Fuck Out Friday presents Where the Christmas Trees At. And if y'all know what I'm talking about, then y'all know what I'm talking about. It's that time of the year, and it's normally the time when, you know, all the good weed come out. You get a chance to taste the best of the best, you know. But for this year, you know, it's been kind of disappointing, you know, due to the fact that the same old crap weed spills around and nothing wonderful is floating around in the street. You know, which leads me to the question of, where's the damn Christmas tree? If you know what I mean. You know, all the glass. So that's what we're talking about today. People wondering where the good trees at. Who got the good trees? You know what I'm saying? You smoking on something extra presidential for the holidays, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's what we're figuring out. So 347-237-5125, you want to come up and you know, tell me what you're doing live, you know what I'm saying, for the Christmas holidays. And that's how we're gonna get into it, you know what I'm saying? So we're right here live, Breaking the Game Radio, aka WDGE Radio. I got some good specials, you know what I'm saying, for everybody out there that's, you know what I'm saying, over the holidays.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah. And right now, if you go to bid66.com, you can get 10 free bids. But if you also put in the promo code Smelly, S-M-E-L-L-Y, you can get 20 more free bids. And that is courtesy of Wrecking the Game Radio, hooked up with bid66.com. And we're bringing y'all them hot bids, so you can get 30 bids, people, 30 free bids to get on there and try to get your Apple iPod. It's all kind of stuff on there. Go to the website, check it out, and bidding starts, I believe, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Apply that to your standard time, all right? This is new music uploaded by my homie Goofy Bone out of Straight Load Records, San Jose, California. And this is Breathe. It's a new shit I ain't heard. It's called I Think That I Love You.
The day that I met you, my whole life has changed.
Liking that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Breeze. Yeah, I like that. This is some new shit from my homie in the hood. This is Crim Joe. You know what I'm saying? New little hit right here. You know what I'm saying? Little club banging. Y'all check it out.
Five moving passes. Four scratchy D Friday, two switches, one big lighter. And I ain't even got a damn tree. Here we go, y'all. On the night, day your Christmas.
My arm's getting tired. Shit.
Nine, two, two, three, three. Just jail, y'all. Eight homeless people.
Hey,
seven more
hey, stop. My arm's getting tired.
Drunk, punk-ass, motherfucker-ass.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
God damn it. Thank y'all.
You're pretty good. Not.
Oh. Oh. Shout out to old Shanice.
What's that?
What's that?
You know, that was my old high school friend. You know what I'm saying? High school friend seen up at the bar drunker than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shout out for that bitch. Karaoke-ing like a motherfucker. And I do mean karaoke, goddammit. I don't mean karaoke. She and that bitch karaoke. But, you know, it's all good. That was a good time. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody. Tuesday night, karaoke night at Coco's Lounge, man, down here in Tampa, Florida. We doing it big. DJ Shmoo. And if y'all want to see the YouTube of that video, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can go to youtube.com / DJ Smells So Good and click on the 12 Days of Christmas, and you can see me doing that thing live and in person. But it got three more verses, but her punk ass my arm got tired.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fuck.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
God damn it. Weak arm having. You know, that kind of shit. How you have a weak arm holding a motherfucking camera? How you have a weak arm? Oh, look at him. Sometimes women ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm always...
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You know what I'm saying? Happy holidays to you and everybody out there doing a real good, you know? Yeah, communicating to you. Got one more new one up in here, you know what I'm saying? Getting some 408 straight little rough type shit about the way it's called In the Studio. In the Studio. Oh. Yeah.
We in the studio, getting our ride on. Gotta get that money to keep them lights on. We hustling every day. Mob star, monster bill, black race. Straight low records, big nuts, and our money, yeah, bitch, it's all so real.
Ain't shit free, gotta pay to play. Bottom of the pay in the player's way. Spit that spray, so get out the way. In the studio like every day. Don't gang bang, but I bang a gang. Spit that flame, that'll burn your mane. Stack that change, name the game. At the studio, that's where I stay.
Every night and day, I'm in the studio.
Down the dust, to in the lab, 8 days a month, making these hits, making a buzz, to the whole world, gon' hear us, black grapes, monster deals, my star, straight low, so ears, rockin' shows, stacking these bills, groupies on my left, I'm so confused,
smoke up in my studio, got that gas, my money grows, off that track, that murder flow, been moving like a movie though, mouth is cold, I tag your hoe, too damn dope, I'm off that blow, you ain't know that bitch you lost, take my win.
You can take your law. Black, right? Every night and day I'm in the studio. You take some in the studio. So fresh when I'm in the studio. I was born and raised in the studio.
I spend my life in the booth, laying raps, recording truth. Working hard cause this my time. Pushing singles, this my grind. I'm living on the go. This music, all I know. Been rocking stages, shows. Promoters pay me down.
Wake up in the morning, I count my money. 1, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 3. Get a blood, come up on a boot train. Baby, now I'm on the fall off in the studio. Start the show, by the beat mode on this flow. All these people around me, they know. I got a home everywhere I go. In the studio.
Every night and day, I'm in the studio. You take some money, studio. So fresh.
smells so good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap to slow down.
Yes, boy, DJ smells so good, like a game entertainment. Meeting everybody out there to text 38909, that's Wild 94.1, and request Miss John New, new hit single, I'm That Bitch, is represented to you.
Don't forget to check out Record Game Radio, now over 20,000 listeners, live on blogtalkradio.com/WDTE Radio. Live on
air
12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Eastern
Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host, Captain Smells So Good, International Colo. All the way from the Netherlands, holding it down worldwide. Make sure you call
347-237-5125
to hear the show live on your telephone or your cell phone. Yeah, check us out.
I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee. I'm that beat, I'm that beat. I got good pussy, I'm that beat. Yeah, I make that money, I'm that beat. I don't take shit, I'm that beat. Yeah, I got that one. I'm that beat, I'm that beat. I'm that beat, I'm that beat. I got good pussy, I'm that beat. Yeah, I make that money, I'm that beat. I don't take shit, I'm that beat. Yeah, I got that beat. You looking at my butt.
DJ smells so good. You already know you run the city, boo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're doing real big up in here. And don't forget the new promotion package coming to you artist soon. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy up at WDGEradio@gmail.com. And I send you all the info, the package and everything. You know what I'm saying? Coming up February 1st, officially upgrading. So, you know, you got to move along with the times, people. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want a motherfucker move, somebody else is going to move for you. So do what you got to do. Little Muka Baruka. Why is it up?
Got to be up front in this time. Can't stand and look from behind. Got to be in what's going down. Can't just stand on solid ground. And
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Can't kneel and pray every day. Make a move, Jah will show the way. Harvest plenty, but the reapers are few. Wise up, you'll have to know what to do. And
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life to work. Got to get your piece of earth.
Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Got to be up front in this time. Can't stand and look from behind. Got to be in what's going down. Understand and solid ground.
You better wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up and question the system.
Wise up, you've got the right.
Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, children.
Wise up.
Wise up, sister.
Wise up.
Wise up, brother.
Wise up.
Wise up, father.
Wise up.
Wise up, people.
Wise up.
Wise up, wise up. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up and question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up
to what life's bringing.
Wise up
to question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up
to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life to work. Got to get your piece of earth.
Wise up to what life's bringing.
Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up, wise up.
Wise up, wise up.
Wise up.
Why so, why so, why so? Hey, baby. You know, you don't smile like you used to smile, baby. There used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? For granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness.
baby, and I've got your heart, hey, hey. And baby, if you don't mind, we'll start back at ABC with those two special words, baby. They make you smile, make you begin to stare at me intently. Now we move on down the road to that next level called intimacy. That's when I fell in love with you, baby. You fell in love with me. Hey, 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 hey.
And advertisements, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall. Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume because you don't smell good. Get yourself a perm because your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to fly like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboard. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static, commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation. A couple years in college and high interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? Deep to cure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pockets to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.
Out of Miss Q phrase right there, holding it down. That's advertisement of America. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big on the spoken word. You know, we do it all up in here. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you want to drop some knowledge? Call up 347-237-5125. You be all the way live up on the Starship Smelly Prize. 732. What it do?
Hey, it's Jamie. How are you?
Up in the building. Happy holidays to you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Happy holidays to you too.
that is what's going down. Now you blood, sweat, and tears.
Yep, I'm blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, okay.
Blood,
so
sweat, and tears
know.
Is Jamie Bond, Michelle Forbes, and Miss Remy on Fridays.
Oh, okay. So you're just using the cover up name for everybody.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you, ever since we created this account, for whatever reason, BTR does not let me log in under Jamie anymore. I think, you know, just it's like, no, that's the account with the IP address.
I'll tell you, you got to make it stick. Yeah, you got to make it stick. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it stick. I guess that's what they're going for this new format.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm telling you. You got to love it.
And I talked to a couple other hosts, and you know, they was like, "Nah, I ain't upgrading. I'm gonna stick with, you know, what I'm doing." I'm like, 30 minutes ain't possible, people. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
30 minutes is not possible to do a show. If you a beginner and you just going on to do some, you know, promo or you know, say, hey, I got an album out, and I'll let me listen to my three tracks. That's pretty much all you're going to do in 30 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. Either that, or
they're
gonna be talking real fast.
Talking real fast, and you can only hold three tracks though.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I hear. Well, we were already a paying station, so you know it doesn't really phase us.
Oh,
but yeah,
so what y'all,
a lot of,
y'all was on the 99 a month.
No, we're doing the 40 a month.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you know it's all good. You know for I guess BTR is, you know, making their power moves, which is kind of nice that, you know, it seems like they're clearing up their servers because, you know, you do a search and it's like you would think there were like 200, you know, 300 poetry venues, but a lot of them haven't even been online since 2006.
Yeah.
So
that's
I'm like,
real.
Look,
that's
delete
real.
These people.
Yeah, and I guess that's what they felt like. You know, we got all this room that we could be using. But we got
mm-hmm.
all these dead shows, and,
yeah.
you know, people got interested and then, you know, built it up and then, you know what I'm saying, and left it up. But they're storing all that stuff. All of the shows are stored in archives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of room that other people could be using.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and then
I'm like, I'm cool with it. You know, hey, I've been on here 2 years going on three, so, you know, I feel that if you didn't, you know, get your whole everything, your show formats, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your idea of how you really want to run your show, what your content, everything. If you don't have that now, you don't need to be in radio anyways. I mean, you know,
yeah.
you're wasting your money. You know what I'm saying? You're anxious to be wasting your money to sit up here and just be playing around with it. It is a business. And,
yeah.
you know, the 2 hours that I take, you know what I'm saying, out of my time, I can be, you know, in my neighborhood, making my money, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I take time out to do this programming, you know, and I've been doing it 2 years without getting paid, you know what I'm saying? So you
yeah.
just one of those, pay your dues, you know what I'm saying, and I paid my dues. So now,
right, I think,
you know.
Yeah, I think that maybe BTR should, if they sign up for their account, maybe even if they just give them like a couple of weeks or maybe a month of it free to know what it is, and then make a decision if they want to go full time. I mean, you know, for those who are just starting with that whole start your own show thing, they're kind of like, I don't even know, you know, if I'm going to like it. I don't want to invest in it, you know, stuff like that. But I know when we signed up, BTR had like one of those things where you post your credit card and then they gave you the first month free.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even put a hold on the credit card until the second, you know, they didn't take it out of the credit card till the second month.
Okay.
So it wasn't even like it was suspended and, you know, being held captive or anything. So that was definitely a good thing.
Huh. Now, are y'all on the toll-free number? Y'all got that too? Or?
No, we didn't bother with that. I mean, because it gives you with the premium package, it gives you like I think 30 callers to come through, and
What was the purpose of the toll free myself? I'm like,
yeah. I mean, you know, so many people Skype in that if they wanted to do it on the free level, I mean, I guess if I was like, you know, somebody important like Bill Cosby or Glenn Beck or something.
Oh,
but yeah,
fly,
you know, I'm not
lady,
even,
yeah, like
yeah
lady,
I'm not
like
even reaching people like that.
300, you know what I'm saying? Guests,
yeah.
There. But see, me personally, I don't even allow guests. Like the guest is in here now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
honestly, I don't allow guests in on my show, period. No chat room, no none of that.
Right.
You know, because this is a private network, and if you heard and know about this network, then you know that you need to sign up, and you should sign up in order to participate in the show. So people
right.
that don't sign up and just sitting on the outside looking into me aren't welcome on this type of show, because I purposely set my show to explicit show so I can say what I want to say, and I ain't got to worry about the guest being a kid or, you know what I'm saying, somebody child, and I get an email, my kid sat on your show and listen, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I kick guests out, and I actually make them go sign up.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. No doubt.
And then and be other, you know, it'd be haters too, you know what I'm saying? Other show hosts for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come. Just lurking around instead of just,
you know,
signing in to say hey.
Right.
I'm telling you, you gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Good. But I'm telling you like this here. Any guest that gets kicked out, and if you are registered to Flow Talk, once I kick you out, you won't be able to come back on the show, even if you log in under your name.
Yeah.
It blocks your IP address. So, you know, I prefer people to sign up. You need to sign up or you get booted. And I don't have no love for it, and I ain't looking for all the participants to fill up my chat room just to, you know what I'm saying, make the show stats look good. You know,
mm-hmm.
I ain't in it for that. You know,
yeah.
People are like, well, how you have? I don't advertise. You know what I'm saying? I word of mouth. You know,
yeah.
I feel that if you're doing a good show, good content, like Miss Computer Lady, Sadie J, you know, even Miss Fly Lady, you know what I'm saying? If you do a good show and you have some content that people want to hear, and you know what I'm saying, you're talking about some good issues at least once or twice, somebody gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's one or two people, and that's your audience. You know, my audience is normally, you know, 2 to 5 people, you know, live people, unless I'm, you know, doing something extremely stupid and I have a bunch of people, you know what I'm saying, talking about cocaine or something like that. I got 50 people on the show. You know, I don't know how that come about, you know, but it's cool. It's still cool.
Well, that's, you know, that's that direct podcast, that download thing. So that's definitely a good move.
So what you got going on for the holiday?
Nothing much. You know, it's not really another day, but it's just another day. You know, I don't really make too much of a big deal out of it.
Oh, okay.
So,
you're not,
you know, I mean,
go out.
Yeah, I get treated good, and I treat good all year. I don't, you know, I feel like, you know, hey, if you only gonna give me flowers on Mother's Day, fuck you. You know. Give them to me all year. What do they cost you, $3 to $5 in the supermarket? I mean, pick it up with some milk.
You know what I'm saying? That's how much. You know, and I pick up flowers. I just like the color of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And $5? Like, you serious? Like, that's it, man. Let me go ahead and get these, man. And Walmart, good for that. You know, Walmart.
Yeah, no doubt.
Everything in the Walmart. You know, go and buy a damn car at the Walmart. You know, you do everything inside of Walmart nowadays. So the flowers, and they fresh. So I grab any kind of flowers, you know what I'm saying? All real bright, you know, pretty flowers. I don't know no names, flower. Let me get that. What's the name of flowers? Flowers. Pick them up, flowers. I don't know, dandelions. What are all them names? I don't know them names. I ain't,
oh goodness.
You know, I ain't got a green thumb like that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
But I got a green thumb. So wait. You sound like you up north. Where you from?
I'm Jersey.
Oh yeah. So you cold in the motherfucker there.
Yeah.
Let me check y'all. Let's see what y'all temperature is real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, it ain't as bad as everybody else, but I'm in the house, so I ain't that cold.
Let's see where we at. New Jersey. Okay, let's search. Yeah. Where you by? Fort Worth, Hallett, Payson?
North.
Sturgeon Bay?
Nope,
oh,
North.
York.
Yeah, put that 07114 area code in there.
Newport Beach. Where's Newark at? Let me do the Newark. I put in New Jersey. Newark. Let's see. No, I got this little, you know, little thing on my toolbar. 38 degrees. God damn.
Yeah.
17 mile an hour winds. That's the whole problem part is the wind, boy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they. Well, actually, no. I guess 17 doesn't really ground the planes out here because I'm not far from the airport. But you know, if they get any higher, it'll be some delays. That's for sure. I don't even play around with that stuff.
So you got family coming over, or what's the deal? How you bringing in the Christmas?
You know what? 1 minute after midnight, we open up all the presents and we sleep late. Shut.
One, that's hard. One. So
yeah,
you gotta
no
stay
doubt.
Up, you know what I'm saying? Late.
Yeah.
You have that Christmas off, really. So it's really, you had a
yeah,
Christmas
no
off.
Doubt. Yeah,
okay,
that's how we do it over here. So we'll just it'll just be a lazy day. Yeah, my kids are big though. I mean, my oldest is gonna be 25 next week.
Oh,
so
ain't getting,
yeah,
no Christmas. See, that's it ain't no Christmas.
Yeah,
I
have
no
little babies.
Christmas.
I got a 25, a almost 22, and an almost 16-year-old. So
oh,
I mean,
man.
You know, damn that.
Yeah, the 16 ain't even on that. Yeah, the 16. He driving, ain't he? Damn near
no,
like,
not yet. Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, he will be probably next year.
Oh. Okay, so you're calling up to kick some knowledge. What's up? Knowledge.
Yeah, this is a piece that was inspired by Eric Moore, actually.
Oh, punk-ass Eric Moore. I ain't studying Eric Moore, man. Every time I ask that motherfucker to send me some goddamn new hits that he play on his show, I ain't got the motherfuckers yet.
See?
I got a new joint. I got a new joint. I'm like, all right, dog, send me that. Send me that for my show. Send me. I'm still playing Misunderstood.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? You know how old that is? Like, you was like, damn, he did that, like, 2 years ago. Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah, he sent me nothing.
Oh, that's
how you beg an artist for music? How you beg an artist for music? I don't understand that one. Boy, that one, I don't understand. Shouts out to my dog, E. Moore, the Verbal E.
Yeah.
Midday Show, you know what I'm saying? Doing real big.
Oh,
all right,
yeah,
you need background music or none?
No,
what
I don't need any background music.
All right, no, she don't need no T-Pain, y'all. She don't need no T-Pain, you know. I turned the auto-tune off. Right, I'm going to turn that off. There you go. Straight up. Here we go, people. This is this is a new piece. You know what I'm saying? What is it called? What's the name of it?
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Ooh.
And here we go.
All right. Life today feels like Similac, a supplement formula. Physical touching and affairs happen mentally for all of us. Eye contact comes in pics on a PC screen, and we don't even handle money unless we go to ATM machines. Scan tags and barcoded garbage bags, Big Brother's watching, it's an evident truth. And if he wasn't there at dinner, then he sent a snitch to be with you. You see, game recognized game, so I'm just saying, what's in your wallet? I see you dropping money like a leaky faucet. Ask yourself if it's really necessary to have those accessories. Think about it. But there's no need to answer me because I already know what the answer's going to be. Because you're not really balling shit with a modest salary and a sizable mortgage. Watch the company you keep and stop feeding these greedy shorties. Even cash in abundance can crash abruptly and has its shortages. And lately, filling your gas tank feels like a damn bill some days. You see, we live in times where black boxes are in cars. We live in a society where everybody has invisible scars. Roles are being switched and kids are too damn big and boys got longer hair than most of these chicks. We stay shaking our heads because it's a shame. Girls are only sweet and dainty till they look like Danity Kane. And somebody please tell these young cats that crack kills, so pull up your goddamn pants. You see, simple times are no more and we need more than two doors. So get involved or get revolved. Either way, we need to get it resolved. Life comes in pieces of ups and downs, and everyone walking around are either made up less or are makeupless clowns. And what you think is cool really ain't cool. Don't get it twisted. The drug dealers are for self. They finance your habits, not you. And that's exactly why there's more mini-malls in America than hospitals and schools. Relationships are stuck on Black Fridays and drown, where the souls of many are on sale and you can get them marked down. And if you can conceive it, best believe it, someone is going to make it happen. Diagnosis is mostly cancer of the emotions. Bipolar is more evident. Everyone is snapping. Obtaining balance only happens if you pay a few hundred and make it to a millionaire workshop. And dollar stores and bodegas have been replaced by the stores of the moms and pops. American has the words I can in them, and laws are like secret antiperspirant. Strong enough for the man, but in favor of the woman, where psychological lies are masterfully woven. Fathers are paying out more only to see less of their children. And it takes two to make a kid, but women say they don't need men except to donate sperm. Yet they exercise their rights to stay attached to every and anything he earns.
Maybe. A marriage license needs to cost about 20 grand, and getting rid of their ass should be like $5, so it's the other way around. Shit. And it costs too much. People ain't getting divorces. They got this new trend. They'd rather snuff out their spouses. They're too busy working two jobs. They don't want to argue over houses. And they don't want to be with the kids, but the flip side to that is they want to control who the other ex brings around them. And women are off the hook. Real talk, y'all make me sick, popping shit about how y'all just want to live. But there's a Planned Parenthood in every ghetto fabulous hood, and yet we got the most hood rat-ass parents overpopulating these neighborhoods. And they're all out of control with their life looking like a reality show, with their duckling spawns looking and acting like Octomom. And it's so apparent when a parent isn't into their kids, but they be all about that EIC credit at the end of the year. And it's evident that the evidence leads back to them when the pregnancy test is negative that a man says amen. And while y'all trying to spice up your sex life with condiments, only problem is y'all forgot where the condoms went. Even with AIDS still ranking number one for poverty levels in men. So if we still can't help those who can't help themselves to build, how the hell can we help you when you refuse to wear a shield? Women have lost the art of cooking and cleaning up their cribs, and men are more concerned with the looks of their whips. Life's like-minded are like grids with blowouts on the maps, and women keep acting up and then asking where all the good men are at. Men stay invisible with tinted windows because they see where your head's at. They peep bullshit a mile away, continually staying on the prowl for a compatible spouse, but men ain't going nowhere. They prefer to stay by themselves. That is, unless she can give good head, cook, and keep house. You see, there used to be a time when a diamond could ease her mind, and then she allowed fashion to dictate how you pause and rewind. And the only thing that makes them feel worthwhile is name brand labels. They don't want to cook the meal, but they got a fork at the table. Fat asses and small waist sizes are popular goals in a man's mind. They love with their head, not what's on yours. Hold up, pause. What's on your mind? You see, everybody you call, even when they answer, they're not home. Conditioned to no strings attached, like that cell phone they on. And these chicks don't hold out for shit. They running around having sex with anybody just because they're bored. And these dumbass boys are taking it on account of because. And y'all fellas got real issues, too. You don't set the precedence about being selective. Matter of fact, y'all promote most of the nonsense. And the perception of our acceptance of affectionate name calling has even gotten out of hand. Historically, women have been referred to as ladies, dames, hookers, mistress, wifeys, hoes, and bitches, but dudes have constantly been only our boo or our man. And it's too dangerous to be exchanging fluid, but hell, y'all already knew it. And for whatever reason, you think you need them, acting like you'll die if you don't have it. And then you want to live reckless. Newsflash, hand sanitizer won't save you if you can continue to live foul. You see, liberation starts at the Mac machine, but y'all know what I mean. Ain't nobody asking the right questions because they would have been seen it. First date needs to be to the clinic before you even swap spit. Never mind their favorite color. Then find out their credit score before you go any further. Therefore, it's imperative to stay in the loop of what they are worthy of because compatibility can be a fluke, and yet denial is stronger than love. And Paul.
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
As Mari Torres, they do the, I think that's Mari Torres show, they do the snaps or something like that, you know, the snaps up.
Yeah.
You know, shouts out to all the ladies. I don't do the snaps, though, you know, but I do the carry cap.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Oh,
that is some heat. That is some heat. That is some, you know, really, it needs a beat put to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he did. He put a beat to it.
Really, that needs to be like on the radio, like playing like in rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like a message to the people. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything that you touched on, and it's just so true, you know what I'm saying, to what we are all going through, you know what I'm saying? And we living in materialistic times. And
yeah.
At least, and I got to speak for at least black folks, you know, if we don't take a step back and look how idiotic it is that the main thing that's making this country go around right now, we don't even believe in. You know, I mean, we do, but then we don't.
Yeah.
When it comes to diamonds, I pointed out to my homeboy, I said, what is a carat on a diamond? What is a cut on a diamond?
Yeah.
He don't know none of that. We don't know anything about diamonds. But yet, all of our people in Africa, all our kids, because I watched Blood Diamond, you know what I'm saying? I watched the whole movie a couple of times. But then that's that reality. That's that truth hurts. You know, but then the truth of it is that they're over there killing us.
Yeah.
And bringing stuff over here and then putting it right back in our face laughing, saying, ha, ha, look, we kill you, but we still putting it right back in your face. Stuff that y'all don't even know it has. Name to me what a diamond does.
Nothing. I mean, you know, the
flip
side,
can you get energy
out
of it? Can you draw some energy out of it? Can you...
No, it just goes to prove that, you know, women are, you know, women in particular are just attracted to anything that glitters, you know, so that's where they get the clarity.
Right.
They don't know the difference between that and marcasite and you know, whatever that other...
Yeah, the cubic zirconia and all that. It's no different. If I put $10
really
next to a $2 diamond,
yep.
I guarantee you, The more than likely, the person going to pick the $2 diamond over the $10,000 diamond. Why?
Yeah.
Because of the $2 diamonds got more luster, more glitter, whatever crap they added to it to give it that ooh. So you'd be like, dang, that thing blinging.
Yeah.
But that's it cuts glass.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, unless you're like in MacGyver situations, it's probably
you
know, not
saying,
necessary.
What, you know, unless you're a robber, you pick Tampa or somebody, you know, try to break into stuff, and you need to do the James Bond way. Yeah, you want to, pull this diamond ring out, this $10,000 diamond ring, and cut this glass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. When the door was open. Dumbass.
Yeah,
goddamn,
I know.
Did all that, the door was open.
But you know, I mean, you know, when you think about it, I mean, even so, like being such a slave to fashion, you know, we had our great grandparents picking cotton, and now we, you know, we break bread with the devil for some true religion jeans. You know what I mean? So if we still, this generation still becomes a slave to cotton, they just not picking it, they buying it.
Yeah. And then it's like, and what trips me out, like these dudes talking about, yeah, I got my $1,200 monkey jeans on. I said, what? I said, wait. You mean you telling me, you? First of all, you paid over $30 for a pair of jeans. I ain't even pay over $15 for no pair of jeans. And that's a little expensive. You know what I'm saying? I just need to say jeans on it. I don't give a damn about no Wrangler, Levi, no name on it. It just needs, and you know how we used to buy stuff back in the day. The yellow can, black leather, rice.
Yep.
You know what it was? Beans, goddammit. Beef. You know what I'm saying? I just want some jeans. That's all it's got to have, the yellow tag that say jeans on it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are generic jeans. Well, let me get them generic jeans.
Yeah.
Because all that, man, I said that don't make no sense, you know. And y'all dudes walking around here don't even know the material of what these clothes are even made of to so-called make them that special. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you go buy hemp clothing, you know why you're paying $100, $200 for an outfit, because that's made of a natural plant. Everything about that clothing is comfortable to the touch, comfortable to the wear, and it's 100% natural for you. But just like going and eating organic, you got to pay for the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then they put this bullshit in your face, these heavy-ass fucking, they put heavy, there's some heavy-ass jeans. You know what I'm saying? All these new shits that they, Kooji, all that Kooji. I'm almost getting upset.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm almost getting upset because it's too crazy. When you start taking a step back and looking at your neighborhood And then when the news flash comes along talking about we in a depression, a recession, which I call it a depression. It's not a recession. You know what I'm saying? Your government is in a recession. Your government is in a state of play. That's what recess is.
Yeah.
Recess and session. They are in a recession. They're in a time of play. That means that they're playing with your money, they're playing with your mind, and they're playing with your moral, your morale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now I look at the end, the fucking Dow is up 11,000 points. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
But just a couple months ago, it went down a billion points.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Dow has crashed. Now the what?
Yeah.
Come on, people. Come on, people. That mental mind game, you know, is just it. But our people, I can't speak for nobody else. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of your own. You know.
Yeah.
But for our people, we are trendsetters. The world don't move until we make it move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The world was in love with Milli Vanilli because we made the world in love with Milli Vanilli. Not because of the music. It was because of the image that they portrayed. It was because of the long dreads way back in the day that y'all loved. You know what I'm saying? The way the dance moved, the way they danced, the way they moved around. You know what I'm saying? You loved all those things.
Sure.
You know, the media, when they bring them over here to this, you know, punk-ass media-ran world we live in right now, then that's how they smashed them with that one embarrassing moment talking about the record skip. But they've been doing that. Yeah, they sold billions of records before they got to the United States.
Yeah.
Doing that same exact thing. And what is these crony-ass artists doing now?
Yeah.
They have ghost writers, and half of these artists don't even write their own lyrics. They got somebody who done wrote some shit down on a piece of paper, and then they're going into the booth and talking about, oh, this is me. You are Milli Vanilli. You are Milli Vanilli artists. These are and they'd be laughing. Now, this shit is not funny. Y'all is some Milli Vanilli artists. You bite, and you're not original. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing original about you. Lil Wayne, Ne-Yo, and then that's how people shit on you. The same dude that sit up here and write your music comes out and then starts producing his own music. So then everybody starts to hear your style where it came from.
Yeah, you know, you would think that there would be some form of like a, you know, if they bought it, there'd be a disclosure.
It is not that though. I mean, because
it's kind of strange to hear that, you know, a song Beyonce wrote, Ne-Yo. A song that Beyonce before Ne-Yo wrote. You know, it's like how that happened.
Like, oh, what? Like,
yeah.
You gotta touch your feminine side or something? Like, what?
Well, yeah. I'm like wondering if she flipped it to be for a woman or if he, you know.
Man, it just but Ne-Yo has written songs for more than a few artists. Male and female.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Male and female. You couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't tell until he came out with his CDs. And then now you start hearing the same beats. What I'm saying is, like, if R. Kelly wrote a song for you, you're going to sound like R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, he wrote it for him. He honestly wrote it for him. I mean, probably with you in mind, or this was just a song that he wrote and didn't want to do, so he sold it off to you. Oh, look, I got a song for sale. So if you like it, you know what I'm saying, go ahead, give me $1,000 for it, that's you. But when you start singing, it's my birthday, you can't get off of, you know what I'm saying, how he wrote it. He wrote it specifically for it to sound a certain way. So when you do it, you going to still sound exactly like that person. That is Milli Vanilli. There's no such thing as no fucking ghostwriting. That's what they want to call it now, ghostwriting. No, you're Milli Vanilli. You are Robin Fab in the background, and you got Milli Vanilli artists in the front.
Yeah.
Y'all is Milli Vanilli of 2010. And you know, man. 425, there's Miss Evelyn Angel up in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary.
Damn it. You didn't go to bed till 4 a.m. God damn.
Yeah,
what you doing late night?
I was sleepless in Seattle last night.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, that was a pretty good movie. You know, a chick flick, but it was all right. Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Sit down with your old lady or something and check it out. You know, it was all right. It was all right.
It was cute.
All right. So, Miss Heavenly Angel is from Seattle, Washington. You know what I'm saying? We got, well, see, I want to call you Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Cause
I know.
If I, you know what I'm saying? If I do Jamie Bond, it's like, it's like, well, who the hell is that? It's Blood, Sweat, and Tears in the chat room. You know.
Yeah,
no doubt. It's Jamie Bond, a.k.a. Blood, Sweat, Tears of the Blood, Sweat, Tears Coalition.
Yep, I'm blood and blood, sweat, and tears.
I'm the blood.
And
Ms. Heavenly Angel, you know, she represents. So, but now, Ms. Heavenly Angel, you don't do the, yeah, you kind of in the same situation as us. Kids are pretty much older, you know what I'm saying, have the understanding that ain't shit coming down the chimney. And if it is, you better pull the pistol on it because they ain't coming to give gifts. You don't really believe that.
You know, that's right. Yeah, well, I never really let my children believe Santa was real in the first place.
I did celebrate
when they were young, just so they wouldn't feel left out.
Yeah, and I understand that, you know what I'm saying, because kids, you know what I'm saying, still will feel alienated, you know what I'm saying, going to school, you know what I'm saying, that's like, you know, you go on to school with a brown bag and all the kids got lunch boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or you got an all yellow lunch box and everybody else got Power Wheels and Transformers on their lunch box. You know, and kids identify with that. You know what I'm saying? They want to be like each other. It ain't no standout kids. No kid that you can remember in school that you wanted to be like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody want to be like each other. You know, that's the beautiful thing of kids. You know, that free nature of just being a kid.
Yeah,
you know, then
no
you
doubt.
Start getting into junior high, and then you start wanting to be like somebody. Oh, well, you see this dude, or you get the popular shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's the popular kid in school. She's the popular kid in school. Everybody knows her. Everybody knows him. Well, now I want to be known, so I'm finna, you know, put the same shoes that he got on, even though they might cost $200. He's the only one in school who got $200 shoes on.
Right. Well, I do try to teach my children to love themselves first and not to compete with the other children, you know, to just be who you are and don't try to be like everybody else. But that doesn't always work because they do want to fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I definitely agree with you that, Heavenly. You know, I mean, for me, I didn't have as much of an issue having all boys. And then they were in Catholic school, so it's always just been about education. You know,
right.
I just didn't even mess around with that. You know what I mean? But, of course, you know, when you get around your friends and you're not in school, you want to somewhat fit in with the latest styles and all that good stuff. But by the time they got old enough to want to do that, they could get a job.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right.
I never supported that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not throwing a paycheck on no outfit to be on the floor. You
exactly.
do that.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you do. You go ahead and do that. That's not my thing. You know, because I mean, I can go to Walmart and get like five pairs of jeans for like one pair of Academus or Sean John.
That's right, it still goes in the wash.
Ain't
and it's the
special.
Same damn jeans.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same jeans. I don't care, just because y'all keep putting, and when you look at the tag, where are they coming from?
Made in China.
Are these jeans coming from, you know, Hawaii or somewhere, exotic, Taiwan, you know what I'm saying? No, they all come from cheap-ass China, from the same sweatshop, the same manufacturing line, and the only thing they're doing is got these different names, and they take these different jeans that's going to different places, and they put different names on it. So Academics is not popular down here, but it's popular up north. Okay.
Well, what about Applebottom, baby?
Yeah, well, that's
American
females
made, honey.
All the way around, though. That's for females. You know what I'm saying? That's you know. That,
I don't know. That might be some men, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like anything else, though, when it comes to fashion, you know, girls, women and girls will take up most of the store, and the boys have a little ass corner to choose from. So.
Right.
You know, for
and
me,
that's
it's
the
just,
most,
yeah.
That's the most expensive section in the whole damn store.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That
yes,
one little boy section has got $50,000 worth of shit on five shelves and four racks.
Yeah.
When y'all got 100 racks throughout the whole store, but, you know, your blouse is $3. Some pants.
Yep.
Wow,
exactly.
Some shoes.
Exactly.
$7.
You never see a boy.
Is $30. For, I mean, from head to toe, hat, glasses, jewelry to put with it. Like, what?
Accessories, yeah.
All out of one store.
Because girls run around and they feel like, you know, I don't want to look like everybody else. I've never seen a time when two boys walked in with jeans, Tim's, and the same shirt. And wasn't like, good look.
You
know,
going to the club like that and like that's hard. Like, yeah, dog, we finna dress up like each other. We finna go to the club and pull some women. No. No. Unless y'all brothers, and I do mean blood brothers. I don't mean, no, that's my dog. Duh.
Right.
Y'all need to be brothers. Y'all need to be have some relations going on, and I don't mean that type of relations. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No.
No doubt.
Man, that's crazy.
Does anybody have a Christmas tree up? I don't.
Yeah, no,
I
didn't bother.
I got
that's
my,
something else to recycle. Shit.
I got my 14-inch Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
I put one on the screensaver the other day, but then I switched it over again. But
You got all the presents around the monitor and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the future
all the
Christmas
presents,
right
the older they get, it's all about money. You know,
yeah,
it's
just,
all about money.
Christmas. Next year you're going to have just a picture frame with a picture of a Christmas tree in that mug.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Start Christmas, a scrapbook with a wish list.
God. I actually just bought my tree yesterday. You know, And it was on the 50% off table. You know what I'm saying? So it was $350 at 50% off. I was like, well, damn, I can't go wrong.
No,
but
not
got
at all.
The little lights included on it. So I was like, well, shit. You know, for $150, yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Christmas.
You know, fuck it. Y'all went away and got it. It might have worked. It might not have. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah.
Fuck it. Got
yeah.
it to the house. It worked.
Nice.
Wow. Well,
nice.
There you go.
That's the joy of your heart, didn't it?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There you go, 14,
you get
14 inches.
You like, with your butt?
Huh?
You got your butt on?
Oh, yeah, it's still fermenting. It's still.
It's not ready yet.
I got me
no
some Christmas weed saved up. Yeah, I got me some Christmas weed saved up. That was the focus of today's show. It's like, where the Christmas trees at?
White Christmas tree going on.
You smoker there?
No.
Okay, you're in the smoker. Mm-hmm. Anybody in the home, in the house smoke?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
how about
ain't even...
not cigarettes?
No, not cigarettes. We don't drink. We don't smoke.
What?
We don't smoke. No smoke and no drinking. Nah.
Damn.
That's proper.
You ain't Catholic? Or you Muslim?
Are you eating?
No, neither one. I just, you know, we just don't need it.
You know what I'm saying, for you know, not doing certain
things.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people think that, but life is just entertaining enough. I don't really need an accelerator.
Or a decelerator, you know what I'm saying? That's real. Yeah, that weed, that's a decelerator. That slows down, makes you slow down and really look at life. Sometimes you don't want to look at life.
You don't want
to. You want that shit just going by real quick. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you know, we right near the airport and Penn Station to get into New York, so I mean, hell, if you want to see something, just sit still on one of them bleachers over there.
Damn.
You know, put some earplugs in and just look at facial expressions sometimes is funny as hell.
It's crazy. With the planes flying over like, ooh. Yeah, my homeboy, he makes homemade wine. You know what I'm saying? You know Buck. You know, it's called Buck. That's what we call it down here in the South.
Okay.
But it's homemade wine. He gets all different kind of fruits and he gave me. I had some orange before, pineapple, and he just gave me some. He didn't give it to me. I bought the shit, but you know, I got a gallon of watermelon wine.
Wow.
So I'm letting it. Called the fermentation process. It's the process where, you know, it swells up and it actually turns into alcohol. You know,
wow.
You can let fruit sit around and it naturally turns into alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah,
watch
it's natural.
Out.
Yeah,
now
alcohol.
Throwing it out.
That's what alcohol is. Alcohol is nothing but spoiled fruit. Like cottage cheese is nothing but spoiled milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People, it's nothing on this earth really. It's supposed to be thrown away. Everything can be reused 10 times over.
Mm-hmm.
You would be dumbfounded when you find out how many ways people can actually extract that. I mean, and use everything from the damn peelings, you know what I'm saying, to make clothing out of.
Yeah.
You know, people do some crazy shit. Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
Got vitamin C shirts.
Yeah.
They got real vitamin C in the shirts. What they did was they took the, you know, vitamin C extract, soaked the shirt into it somehow. So when you sweat, you know what I'm saying, your body sucks in the damn vitamin C at the same time. So you actually walk around and get the full day's supply of vitamin C without even drinking or doing anything.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
Like, but why isn't that in full circulation down here in the United States?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, hell, if them monkey genes came with some bulletproof type plates, they might be worth it.
Watch protectors or something. But, I mean, I'm still getting kicked in the nuts. Just like these $2 jeans I got on. They ain't no softer protection or anything. You know, the front don't blow up, the airbag don't pop out, you know, when a foot is present. You know what I'm saying? Foot is present,
mm-hmm.
You know, you about to get kicked in the nut and your whole pants just blow up like.
Yeah.
They don't
I'll
do that, people.
You.
So, they don't do that. So, yeah, the $1,200, and then you got the knockoff man, you know what I'm saying, that ride right by you, selling them same exact goddamn jeans for $50.
Mm-hmm.
And looks exact. He still got the $1,000 price tag on there, though, and that's what killed me, too. Dudes be selling the knockoffs and shit. You know, knockoff purses, Dolce & Gabbana purses and all that. Leave the $1,200 price tag on it. Yeah, but you know, I got it on sale. You know what I'm saying? 75 right now.
Yeah. I
gotta say, you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd be like, not when I could get some iron-on patches and fake that. I mean, you know, when you look at a lot of these jeans, the label is on the pocket.
Iron-on, and they don't even. That's one thing. These. You know, anybody. And it's black and white. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't see some of these old crazy-ass white boys, you know what I'm saying, sporting the fucking shits. But then you look at the back, and y'all don't even understand that your shit's not even sold on. That's what makes clothing authentic. Clothing is hand-stitched, and you see that stitch in that motherfucker? Well, then you know somebody took their time to make a quality piece of clothing. 9 times out of 10, what y'all getting is Chinese-ass motherfucking shit. You getting iron on and patches. That's all you getting is iron on and some quick sold patches.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which it doesn't make for
Hello?
$1,000,000
Okay. Okay. That's what just called my cell phone. All right. Anybody listening to the archives that speaks Spanish and can translate that for me, please? Yeah. Send me a text message.
Too funny.
I don't know what the hell he just said, but all right. Shouts out to that, you know. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I wanna probably go to the Spanish club for Christmas and shit, you know what I'm saying? Bring it in with the Spanish people. You know, because I hate going to black clubs, man. It's just, you know, all we do is stand the fuck around, man. I'm tired of that. You know, you're like, God damn, man. Fuck, man. You go on a club and, you know, you come in, you know, with your buzz on, you feeling good, you dancing all outside and doing your two-step, and then you slide into the club, and everybody start looking all mean mugging you because you feeling good and shit. Like, God damn. Ain't we at a club? Ain't you supposed to be here to have fun? I mean, what the hell? What those sad faces for? You know, be like mad, like, oh, why he having fun? Like, what? Ain't that what we're here for? You know, karaoke night. You know, I do my karaoke and shit. You know, and I'm the first one I get up there. Oh, no, I ain't no motherfucking Barry Manilow or no Luther. You know, but yeah. I get up there and have some fun. You know, that's the purpose of the karaoke.
That's what it's all about.
Purpose of it's fun. But then you get dudes that, you know, get up there, or a chick that get up there, and you got motherfuckers sound like they in church and shit. Look at her. Look at her. What she got on? What? You know what I mean? Yeah, get your asses up out of here, man. I'm blaspheming, you know? Come up in there and they get up, start singing, and, you know, somebody try to hit a high note, and they, you know, they crack a little bit. Oh, boo. How did this ain't Apollo. Ain't nobody getting paid to perform.
Yeah.
You know, but they get ready to Sandman you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is Apollo. They Sandman them. Where the Sandman at? Where? Play the music. Like, what?
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah. Well, they was having a good time.
I tell you what, people. I got something special for you guys. Got something special for you guys. Check it
out.
Hey, woman.
Hey.
You get another news after the 12 days of Christmas.
You know?
Yeah, see, women like me to talk to them like that. I don't
I
know
like
why.
I like the nutty, baby.
Like direct talk. Hey, woman. You know. No, don't
come
call me anything. Call me woman.
Please,
all
I
right,
gotta
so.
Have my nutty. Come on.
Oh, see? That's how I get them right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how I make them feel.
Want to open up my present?
On that note.
Let's do this. Let's talk about DJ Smooth. All right, this is a little Christmas treat for y'all out there, man. No, I had to bring my list. On the first day of Christmas, the hood gave to me one big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the second day of Christmas, the hood gave to me two switches. Oh, damn, it's too fast. Second, third day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 3 grams of chronic, 2 switches, sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn. Oh, on the fourth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 4 scratch CDs, 3 grams of product, 2 switches, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 5 expired movie passes, 4 scratch CDs, 3 grams of product, 2 switches, sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 6 pack of natty, 5 expired movie passes, 4 scratch CDs, 3 grams of chronic, 2 switches, sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the seventh day, y'all can clap, goddammit. Day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 7 grams a week, 6 pack of natty, 5 big 5 boobies.
I got a
3 crack CDs, 3 grams.
grams of chronic, two sticks of sweet, one big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. Here we go now on the eighth day of Christmas, the hood came to me. Hey, homeless people, 7 more grams a week, 6 pack of 95. Chronic, 2 switches, sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. Here we go, y'all. On the ninth day of Christmas, the
my arms are tired.
Shit. 9 to a pre-sleep. Just jail, y'all. 8 homeless people.
Hey,
7 more grams
hey,
of weed.
Hey, stop. My arms are tired.
A drunk punk ass.
Sing it, Smelly. Sing it.
A drunk punk ass. Shouts out to my old school friend, her drunk punk ass, who was supposed to be holding the fucking camera for me. Her drunk ass got down, talking about her fucking arm hurt from holding the fucking little handheld camera. How the fuck did your arm hurt from holding a 2-ounce camera?
Yeah.
God damn, girl. And then so when she passed the camera off, she stopped the damn recording and shit. She pressed the damn stop button. So, you know, 10, 11, and 12, she cut off. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Aww.
Yeah, it's all good. That was my 12 days of Christmas karaoke style live at Coco's Lounge Tuesday night, you know, holding it down.
Aw, that's what it is.
Yeah, you see
sound
that
sound like
live.
You guys were having a lot of fun in there.
Oh, yeah. We you know what I'm saying? Now, but see, karaoke night be all the ladies be right up there at the front. All the dudes be sitting all in the back and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they don't want to participate, you know? And then, man, please, a woman want to see somebody who just, you know, ain't scared, you know? Well, at least the women that I be hanging around, you know what I'm saying? So that's why they don't give the dudes no play, you know what I'm saying?
Because
they be sitting around and acting like a bitch. You know, you're sitting around bitching up, like you scared or something. Man, I'm the first one to get up there and sing everything. Fuck it. I sing Feliz Navidad, Guantanamera, and I don't even know what the fuck that means. But I sing it. I seen the whole fucking song. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Put this shit on. Let's sing some Mexican music. Fuck it.
Serious.
You know, you're here to have fun. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be the whole purpose of coming into the club and having fun. But down here, the problem that we have, and this is what don't mix. Jits and adults do not mix. The age limits don't mix. I mean, under 21, the mentality is just not there. If you can't buy a motherfucking drink, you don't need to be in the bar.
Right.
All that 18 and up dumb shit, that is some dumb shit. Honestly, for me, that is a fucking teen club. If you can't drink, you should not be allowed in the club. When I was 18 and I was at Fort Campbell, I couldn't go into none of the club. I was in the military. With a military ID, and I couldn't go to none of the clubs outside of post, in even on post, because all of the clubs were 21 and up. All of them. All 25. Well, I went to one club, that bitch was 25 and up. I was like, God damn. I'm 18. You know, fighting for my country, ready to give my life, and I can't even go into a goddamn club and have a good time.
Yeah, well, none of the laws match. I mean, you can go fight and die for your country at 18, but you know, you got to be a certain age to drive, a certain age to drink, a certain age to smoke, a certain age
it's
to weird. Vote.
It's and in Europe, where all of this, well, not the original concepts, but the refurbished concepts, you know what I'm saying, come from Europe. In Europe, you know, they do everything at 16. They fucking at 12. They legal to do everything at 16.
Wow.
You know, it's not taboo. You know what I'm saying? It's not taboo. You got pedophiles, but motherfuckers just ain't running around doing that type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. It's just weird, man. When you see two dudes over there holding hands, You know what I'm saying? You don't look at them and be like, oh, look at them fags holding hands. You know what I'm saying? Because that's their culture. Their culture is, you know, yeah, everybody holds hands. And that don't mean we're in a relationship. We just friends. You know, that's how they do it. It's not taboo over there. You know what I'm saying? We make it taboo to do shit over here. We put up all of these blockers and you shouldn't do this and oh, you shouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? When you go anywhere else in the world, they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I've seen in Europe, I've seen the weirdest shit you've ever seen.
Yeah,
the weirdest shit you've ever seen. But it ain't got shit compared to the stupid shit that we do over here in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, motherfuckers whoop a dude ass because he got, you know, lipstick on. And you think he gay and shit. You know what I'm saying? But instead of approaching him and asking him why, you know, you approach with violence first. You know what I'm saying? And then your reasoning is second. You know, we shoot first. You know what I'm saying? Ask questions later. That's a fucked up mentality. That's an American mentality, though. That's not a worldly mentality. You go to other places in the world, which I've had the privilege of going to a few of them, and making the comparison, and, you know, I'd rather be somewhere else. You know, I'd rather be somewhere else, honestly. For all the amount of freedom that we so-called have here, you know, it ain't shit compared to just being able to live freely. See, it's two different things, to have freedom and to be able to live freely. When you go to other different countries and they ain't worrying about your shoes, they're not worrying about your socks, they're not worrying about you, period, but just for being a person, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
that's when there ain't no barriers up. There's no barriers. It's just, you know what I'm saying, there's no walls of communication being blocked. You can just openly be you. That's freedom to me. You know, this ain't no freedom because I can go to fucking Burger King and eat some goddamn MSG burgers, you know what I'm saying, at 2 in the fucking morning and put goddamn 20 pounds on me by the time I wake up. That's not freedom. That's your ability to be free and dumb at the same time. And a lot of us get that, you know what I'm saying, misconstrued, what the word free and dumb means. You know, and we don't live free. We don't live free. Most of us live by the TV. So you're not living free. You're living by the images that are popping out of the TV. McDonald's ad pop up. First thing you do is run out and go grab some fucking McDonald's. Come back home. Natural Ice ad pops up, you run out and go grab a beer. Come back home. Fucking Kool's ad pops up, you run out. Don't even smoke goddamn cigarettes, but you program and you run out and grab it. You know what I'm saying? But just on different levels of things. You know what I'm saying? Sitting down with your kids and punk ass Toys R Us come on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, mom, I want the step and go or whatever the hell. The kid can't even walk. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn, you can't even step onto the step thing, but you want it though. You know how to point.
And
it looks like you want it. But then you get it, and you know, when you spent $60 on some shit that your kid got to grow into. And by the time 2 years he grow into the shit, damn, the shit already is expired and some new better shit done came along. So you wasted your money.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Everything is new and improved. They're always new and improving.
It's always the same shit.
Yeah.
And
the endorsements are suspect. You know, I don't know why people run around like that and do stuff like that. They got to find what works for them, but they need to understand that, you know, at the end of the day, if there was a fire, you're not going to grab all that bullshit and take it with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, keep this stuff near and dear, closest to the damn door, and keep it moving.
Man,
you know,
I'll grab it.
Yeah, your roof over your head is over your belongings while you're at work most of the time. You know?
You can't take nothing but you out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know,
yeah.
So cherish you. You shouldn't be cherishing nothing at the fucking house except for you, you know. And
yeah.
When I got robbed fucking Monday, I got robbed and shit. You
oh,
know,
wow.
Punk-ass motherfucker called himself robbing me and shit. And they taking my kindness for a weakness because they see me outside getting my grind on. And I'm a real nice dude. You know what I'm saying? But I don't play no shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was trained to protect myself. And I did that. And And I always carry a knife around, and it just so happens that, you know, the Lord spared the dude's life. The two dudes came up, and one of the dudes that was talking to me, I know the dude, you know what I'm saying? He come up kicking a bobo, smells good, what's up, blah, 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 blah. And I'm watching the other dude, he posting up. The other dude, he scoping my car and shit. Next thing I know, as the dude sitting there talking to him, this dude come grabbing me by the arm and put a pistol to my throat. Put it right underneath my chin, talking to some nigga, you know what this is. And,
wow.
You know, for me, if one thing when it comes to robbing a person, you don't never put a gun onto a person's body. If I can teach anybody, you never do that. You don't, because that a person can always move. You know what I'm saying? And get out of the range of the gun. And that's what
right.
ended up happening. He had it on me, but all I did was I just snatched my head back. I snatched my head back, came with my left, grabbed the pistol, twisted it to the left, which is the opposite of his body, removed the pistol from him, swung on the man, all in one
right.
motion. This is all in one motion. The pistol dropped the pistol because I wanted to fight. I'm on a fight now. I'm really not shoot you straight up. But
right.
when I did hit a clack, the dude jumped up. He started to run. So I picked the pistol up and I fired the pistol. You know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker robbed me with the gun on safety.
Mm-mm.
He robbed me with the gun on safety. I took that shit off safety and I busted at his ass one time and they scattered like fucking roaches. But yeah, Hood Santa gave me a goddamn free 9mm pistol, you know, full clip for Christmas. Shiny chrome. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Thank
you.
Got
y'all. Your life, man. That's what matters. You got your life.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But see, Lord knows. You know, this is my third time being robbed in Tampa. Third.
Wow.
Time. You know what I'm saying? So after the second time, I already, you know, I told the Lord, I said, I ain't getting robbed no more. It's either gonna be me or the motherfucker gonna die. There ain't gonna be no in between. I'm not giving shit up. It's not about the material of it, because I don't care about money. I don't care about nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's the principle of the thing. And that's what we live on, is principalities in life. And if you don't
mm-hmm.
have any principles, then you ain't standing for anything. Yeah, and you're going to fall for anything.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and I ain't with that. And I had to prove that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it proved something to myself. You know, the training that I was trained to do, the shit works. The shit does work, and it is authentic. And, you know, and I'm waiting for the dudes to come back and ask for their gun back. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to kindly give it to them, you know? Kindly return your weapon to you. Yeah. All right, people. We're going to get into a little fun. We're going to get into a little fun real quick. Get to some nutty news.
Nothing good on TV.
Nutty News right now.
Yeah,
Nutty News brought to you
from
www.nutty.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy. All the wild news from around the world.
It's all up.
And I mean, the world.
You need something directly in my head. I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Let me ask you something honestly. If February 14th, Valentine's Day, you walked in the door and your man had that song playing, would you be willing to give him some?
Well, look, by the time you turn around, you already know what it is. How's he dressed?
Ain't nothing but a hole on. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a hole on. Standing like a Captain Morgan man, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. He can get that.
It's business
time.
You already know, baby. You already know the message. That's why I was playing the song, girl, because you already know the message. It's business time.
Life is good. Life is good.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Well, listen, I enjoyed hanging out with you guys, but I got to get off this phone and get some stuff done.
That is what is up, Miss Blitz.
All right, sexy mama. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Amen. You guys, too, thank you so much. I enjoy rocking out with y'all.
Know that. And loving the poem, you know what I'm saying? I'll make sure I cut that out, you know, when as I manipulate my little episodes. You know, I've been cutting out little favorite pieces, you know, because at the end of the year, you know, we got to do the end of the year jump off, you know what I'm saying? So,
hey, sounds like
a plan. You know, all the little favorite clips, you know, little poems, songs that's been sung, you know, little funny jokes, you know what I'm saying? Putting together a whole little 2 hours of mayhem to run through all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love it. Love it.
And, yeah, we can, you know, we sit up here and we're going to reflect before we get off into this
new year, right?
2011.
I know. Year went fast.
Yeah.
Well,
life is going fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I tell you, it was a time when it didn't feel like it could go fast enough.
When
I was in school,
time stopped.
Wait to be on my own, you know.
But then you get to the point of acceleration, boy, and it just pew.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But you know, I mean, through it all, I mean, life is good. Life is good. I'm enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying it. Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it every day. You know, I'm still trying to
save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
You know, shit. I'm still in 1985.
See if you bastards can do 90.
That's real.
Okay, you two have a great rest of the day. Good holiday. I'll try and make sure that I'm subscribed to you, so I'll try to make sure I get up in there and, you know, check out the yearly anthology that you're going to do.
Yeah, well, you'll see it. You know what I'm saying? It'll be posted and everybody, get ready for it. Plus, if you follow on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I don't be on it like, you know, I'm in the toilet and shit, you know what I'm saying, tweeting all that shit like most people like to do. But I do put some updates, you know what I'm saying, on there.
Usually when I see it. That's usually when I see it is when you have it on Facebook. So
can't stand fucking people sometimes. It's goddamn. Yeah, I just left the store. I'm getting into my car. I'm at the light. I don't want to know all that shit. Stop tweeting all that shit. You motherfuckers wonder why we got stalkers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now you just make it openly, you know, right to stalk you now.
Yeah.
But
well,
can you technically sue somebody for stalking?
I don't think so. Not if you're giving them directions to your house.
You feel me? Like you putting everything out there. I'm making a left turn on Almoreno Street. I'm pulling up into my driveway at 445. God damn. Is there anything you don't want to put out there?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll tell you. Gotta
love
it.
I got to go check on my weed buried in the backyard underneath the orange bush. Damn, man. You know somebody broke into my house and stole my weed, dog. I don't know how they did it. Probably because your damn Twitter update. Damn, man.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
God. All right. Well, you guys, listen, be safe. And I'll definitely, you know, catch up with you. Because I know I usually I usually try to keep up with you and Goofy.
Oh, speaking of Goofy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
The Felice Navi Dollars. What's popping, people?
That's not a sound bite.
Hey, Goofy.
Who do we have on the line?
You got Jamie Bond.
Oh, my God. Fine ass Jamie Bond?
Yup, yup.
Oh, my God. How you been, Jamie? It's been a while.
I know. I'm doing good.
Merry Christmas to your fine ass.
Oh, thank you. You too.
You say ass on my show.
Well, you know, it's Goofy. He says anything.
Come on, man. I get on the podcast.
Shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? You can't be saying that type of shit. You can't say shit like ass on this fucking show.
Well, that's fucked up. Oh, well.
All right.
Well,
yeah, you can say fucked up, but you can't say ass.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm in the season of perpetual hope or whatever it's called. Last night I did a concert when I wasn't even supposed to do it, but I tore
wow.
the bar down, and I'm so happy, people, because last night I actually felt like my city actually loved me. That's
wow.
true.
That's an awesome
That's what it is.
Story, kid.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Ah, oh, man, that's what's up. Shouts out to San Jose, man. You know what I'm saying? All any city out there that show they independent artist loves, man. Because, damn, I mean,
oh,
your
man,
hometown don't show you no love, boy. I'm telling you, people, your hometown don't give a fuck about you until you get to, you know, Young Jeezy or Whitney Houston status. And then when they come home, you know, then everybody want a dick or tit ride. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be with that. If you ain't riding with
oh,
me from Smelly, the beginning.
I felt so much love last night, man. It's like, because one of the DJs is one of my old friends. So we were just chopping it up, and he happened to have my CD on him. And then he asked the crowd, he's like, do you all want to hear the new San Jose artist? And everyone's all cheering and shit. And I thought it was somebody else. and then he introduced me, and then everyone's looking at me at the bar, because I'm at the bar, and everyone stares at me like, are you serious? So I go up there, and I fucking shut it down, and I mean,
wow.
I shut it down, people. Like, I amazed women, like, oh, my God, you do that? I was like, oh, man, I felt so good last night. Oh, I lost my voice, but I don't give a fuck. Merry Christmas, everybody. Fuck.
Hey,
oh,
yeah,
no doubt. No
go.
Doubt. I'm proud
I
of you.
Love
do
you,
your thing.
I love you,
do
Jamie.
Your thing.
I haven't seen Jamie Vaughn. Everybody, if y'all tuning in, Jamie Vaughn is one beautiful woman. So is Heavenly Angel. But I haven't seen Jamie Vaughn in quite some time, so I got to flirt with her a little bit more. Heavenly Angel, you know where you stand in my life, darling.
My next
right.
is the lady.
Sorry, motherfucking charging your ass, man. You know what
I mean? I know.
You got damn... These motherfuckers serenading moments, you know what I'm saying? Gonna be start to be charged at like blog talk.
In order for Goofy Bone to make you feel happy, you have to pay $29.95 a month.
You gotta go premium.
Oh God.
We got premium serenades coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, Goofy, when you get a chance, post your CD on the page, and I'll make sure I pass on the information. I didn't even know you had a CD. I knew you had the videos out. When did you put the CD?
Oh, I had the CD came out in August.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How I missed
it's all
that.
Over, it's all over Facebook. I'm one of those guys, like DJ Smell So Good says, that says, oh, my weed is in the backyard underneath the orange tree.
Yeah,
I post everything
yeah.
on Facebook.
Yeah, he's one of them.
I'm
one of them.
Yeah, I'm like,
the
how the hell do I follow you on Twitter and not know you have a fucking album?
Yeah.
Although you got enough on Reverb to be having an album.
I'm
going to get over there.
Yeah,
I'm going to
have
to find that so I can stay in the loop. I can't have that.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm loving
telling
it.
People, I amaze myself. If my mom and dad were there, they would be so proud. That would be probably the first time they'd be proud of me. But I was so proud. I was like, wow.
Wow.
I'm actually somebody.
Yeah.
For Christmas. Wow.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get off this phone, and I'm going to definitely make it my business to come over to your page and find that damn CD. So
all
that
right,
I can download that or whatever I got to do.
I'll send you one if I have to.
Oh, no problem. I'd love it if you send me one anyway, but, you know, I still believe in supporting. So
okay.
I like,
well.
Yeah, I'm really into that. I'm really into supporting. I'm like, look,
Fine.
I don't care if you buy it for 99 cents and one track a fucking month. Or if you send out a prayer, but figure out how to support these people. They do this shit for, you know, they'll
do it for free. I got his whole CD right now for $4.95.
Yeah. See, the thing is, Smelly will sell it to you for $100, and people will buy it. That's a funny thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll tell you.
Man.
You know, I mean, like, when you you think about it, most artists are putting out CDs, maybe anywhere from 10 to 15 tracks.
They
were like
old school, and you lazy bitches ain't even making no old school 10 minute songs. You know what I'm saying? And that was the reasoning for, you know, only probably 6 tracks on the whole, you know, CD. Because each song was 10, 11 minutes long. Now these motherfuckers like, fuck it, y'all going to bootleg my shit anyways. I might as well only give you half of what the fuck I was going. You used to get a CD that had 21 goddamn tracks. And I don't mean, you know, 11 fucking skits and then 10 tracks. I mean 21 actual whole tracks that represented the artist. Motherfuckers, man, they garbage now. They
good.
Garbage. They garbage. I'm not finna go in no store and pay no fucking $11 to get goddamn 12 songs like Rick Ross just pulled that bullshit. Jeezy just pulled that bullshit. 12 tracks.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Come on, people.
Well, I'm gonna
y'all
be
paid.
With you.
Y'all see
that Rick
y'all
Ross
paid.
New album? That's well worth it. That's a.
I'm just saying.
That's
it only 14 tracks
there.
Though.
Yeah.
14 tracks. That's
we get
all
every track, of money.
Every track is hitting, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If every track is hitting, I can understand. Now, if it's like one song and all the tracks suck, then go back to the drawing board, if you know what I'm talking about. It's like, I hate that. Back in the days, that's what happened. Somebody would have like one or two good songs, and the whole CD would suck donkey dick. And it's like, why? Why even do this? Now I've noticed on iTunes that if the popular song, you can't buy it. You have to buy the whole album in order to get the popular song. So it's like, man, make an album that's going to be worth your while. Don't make it just to make it. You know what I mean? It's like, I made my album from by myself. I distributed it. I put it all together all by myself. I made 1,500 of them. And they're out the door already. They're already gone. I don't even have no more. I have to make another one. I have to make some more CDs. Yeah, that's how I went out almost every other day selling them. And I mean selling them. And back in the days when I used to have the support from the high schools, I used to go out in the high schools. I would sell them at the high schools, but they blocked me. They're like, oh, you're selling some parental discretion advised music. So they blocked me from the whole unified school district. So it's like, that killed me. But now I found a new way to just go out there and just, you know, be at the place where everyone's at. Boom.
Yeah.
That helped me majorly, and I mean majorly, people. And I'm telling you, from 1,500 CDs, I made $9,000.
Yeah.
And that paid the
bill. That's a beautiful thing.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but you're selling your own shit. Like I keep telling those punk ass, lazy ass artists that want to bring me their shit and gonna tell me, Schmell, sell this for me, dog, and you know what I'm saying? Just give me whatever. I'm gonna give you nothing. That's what the fuck I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you a thank you and get the fuck on out my face. Cause if you ain't pushing yourself, people, ain't nobody else gonna fucking push you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't care if you bring you 100 damn CDs and be like, oh, that's 100 CDs. That's 100 units you should have been putting in your pockets at $3 to $5 a pop.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, then, hell, man, I don't hear that shit. Don't be bringing me other motherfucking, I had this one dude, he bringing me his homeboy CDs and shit. But then I'm like, well, what the fuck your music got? It's I don't give a shit about these motherfuckers.
Wow.
You know, I'm trying to look out for you and at least give you some damn free promotion. You bringing me some other motherfuckers to push?
Yeah.
It's priorities right, man. It's priorities right. Shit.
Yeah,
I got 2 minutes here for Nutty News, or we going over?
Oh, yeah, I go on to the overtime for you. How about that?
But Jamie Bond, before you leave, Jamie, I want to let you know, Merry Christmas, darling, and I love you to death.
Goofy, Merry Christmas. I love you too. And thank you so much. I love coming through when I can and trying to check y'all out. You doing your thing. I love that video. That 3D shit when you walk up to the screen. Only thing you needed to do is just give me a kiss. I was like, oh, look at that. That shit is hot. That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm seeing you. You're doing your thing, and I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. You make me a little bit more happier
just by telling me that.
Well, look, you know what I mean? Yeah, you become a reference. You become a reference. I can direct people towards you and be like, this is how you need to be doing that. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but try that right there. Try that right there. Go Goofy's way. Might even have an apprenticeship going on, but, you know, try it that way.
Don't go my route. I'll have thousands of women lusting me just to buy my CD. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, goodness.
I think I just friended you, Jamie, on Facebook.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, you guys, let me go ahead and get going, and I'll see you later. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there.
Know that. All right, man. I'm going to holler at you. Thank you.
Okay.
I love big phone.
Bye-bye.
Be my off people and get back into it.
Timmy!
Alrighty then.
Time is up.
Oh, well.
Hey, Smelly, you haven't seen the new video, huh?
No, I ain't seen it.
Go look up where you at.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I spell ghetto or professional?
No, yeah, it's professional. Just Goofy Phone _ where you at.
Yeah, you know how we be playing it, spelling the ghetto and shit.
Yeah.
Where, the letter U, and the at.
No, where, Y-O-U, and then A-T.
Okay, so let's go for Goofy Bone then. What do you say, Goofy Bone or Goofy _ Bone?
It should be, no, just Goofy Bone.
Fuck it, I can find it from there, shit.
People really liking this video. You know what, people? I'm going to be honest with you. I make my own videos, and, you know, I appreciate it when people fucking tell me that, damn, you did all that by yourself. You did a fucking good job. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. I don't pay all these people. Like, my homeboy, Bosquash, he pays people to do his videos. There's other people who pay. See, when me, I like to do things my own. Why? Because if I get mad, I get mad at myself. I'm not getting mad at somebody else. So that's why I do everything by myself. But it's like, I get surprised when people really, really like this shit. And I thank everybody. Oh, you found it?
No, motherfucker, I just found something.
Hey, you found a white boy doing a Goofy Bone song?
Doing a what?
No, one of my friends has a coworker that when they work like in a stock room, so they bump my CD once in a while. One of my friends said this white boy, he sits there and sings all my songs, and he's all, damn, this guy's bad.
Hell no.
Oh, man, that's your pal, man.
Wait a minute. Is that you in the background? Or is that Bruce Bruce?
In the background is my homeboy Lexo. At the bus stop sitting down is me. And there's another, on two of the verses, I put two, like, crazy people at the bus stop. So you'll see, like, some guys dancing and shit.
Yeah. Like a dude dancing. And then another dude, like, in a black T-shirt or something.
Yeah, that's Lexo right there.
Oh, okay. Goddamn green screen, harder than a bitch. That's hard.
Yeah,
that little sitting
you,
at the bus stop shit, that shit's hard.
It's all green screen, people. That's
hell
the future right
no.
there. People don't understand that.
Damn. That's creative as fuck. Goddamn little Transformer shits.
Yeah, my little cars.
Oh.
Heavenly Angel.
I'm here, baby.
I want to let you know, since we're on this commercial break, that I love you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, baby.
You know, last night at that bar, there was a woman there, and she had tattooed on her wrist. What you call it? Heaven's Angel. And I thought of you, honey.
Ah.
I was like, oh, my heavenly angel.
Oh, that sounds whack.
Hey, come on, brother. I'm trying to get laid.
Fucking lies.
Come on. I swear.
Oh,
no, cause one of my homeboys, Jerry, he likes to go for the old ladies. I mean the old ladies. Like, they're his mom and shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, this is, you know, I'm not going to sit there and let him be there by himself. So I go over there and talk to him. And this one lady has tattooed on her wrist, like where her watch would go. It says Heavenly Angel. Heaven's Angel. And that's the only thing I thought of. That beautiful smile on Facebook. That sexy voice. And that woman always wanting her nutty. Heavenly
Angel. That's right. And I still ain't got it for Christmas.
Too.
And get my nutty on for Christmas.
Hey, we still doing what we do. This is After Hours, man. This is the VIP After Hours, Nutty News Hour. God damn it.
Yeah.
It's all about the nutty news, you know what I'm saying, on the After Hours.
Hey, Chandler, are you at the show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do something. Y'all tune in, though. It's either going to be live from the hood or it's going to be live from the house. I don't know.
Let me know so I know where to go.
Yeah. What you doing? What?
Oh, I got to go down to my mom's, so I got to take a nice little drive. But, I mean, it's like over there, it's in buttfuck Egypt, so there's no such thing as the internet.
Damn.
I mean,
your phone don't work?
Shit. Boost?
Oh, damn, my bad.
I ain't rich like I used to be where I had the iPhone, the Boost, and
yeah,
the Metro.
Yeah, that's what I thought you had the iPhone.
Remember those days, Smelly?
Oh, okay. Shit. I have to run the archives back. You know, archives, boy, it's got a... Got our whole history, you know what I'm saying? Locked in, man. Got us fucking locked in. Fuck it. Something like
locked
this
in.
Here. Over here in Florida, man. God damn it.
That's right.
Florida. How you call that top? I guess because it's F. You know, F is first. Right. No.
I know the letter A is first, baby.
Right. cop is arrested for tire puncture. A Florida police officer was arrested and charged with felony criminal mischief for allegedly damaging a co-worker's vehicle by puncturing a tire. Yeah, that's lame.
Sounds like this girl I used to know named Gina Lazaro. If she would, like, say I was her ex-boyfriend and I was at the bar with some chick, she would go in the bar, she would see me, she would go outside, find my car, and slash the tire. She was known for that. But stupid motherfuckers would still get with her. She did probably six. And now she's in doing, up in the big house for doing that. And I think
Man.
They even gave her a strike.
What?
They try to add that with, like, domestic violence because she's been doing that to all her ex-boyfriends.
Right, so it shows a pattern. Yeah, she shows
a
pattern.
Yeah, so it shows a pattern.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I think they, I only follow up with what I can from, you know, my ear to the street, but it's like, I'm not going to their court dates and fucking doing documentaries on them.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like, it's what I know, it's what I know.
Hell no. The officer identified as Megan Ray, 40, attempted to puncture the front passenger side tire several times and tried to remove the victim's Fraternal Order of Police metal emblem from her license plate while the car was parked in the Police Memorial Building parking lot.
Wait a minute, this is an officer?
This is a police officer at the police department.
Crooked officers. You know.
That ain't crooked. That's a...
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
They get arrested at the police department by...
Hey, Bill, I'm going to go do a crime. I want you to come arrest me, too, Bill. Fucking people.
Hey, meet me out back with your handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? Like...
I'm going to go on my lunch break. I'm going to go break a law real quick.
You know what I'm saying? All right. On another officer. Right. All right. Yeah. Over here in Italy, Father Christmas arrests Italian mafioso.
Oh, shout out to my dad. What part of Italy?
It doesn't say. Yeah, it does.
Shout out to all the Italian mafiosos, man. I'm telling you. My dad was involved with that, and he looked dead on like a fucking... He looked like Corrado Soprano on The Sopranos without the glasses. But, I mean, fuck. They put in work, people.
Hey, everybody got a life, and everybody got a life to live. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my pop. I'm about to go
Father Christmas. Had a bad surprise in store for a suspected Sicilian Mafia member. An arrest for racketeering. Policeman dressed as Father Christmas nabbed the man in a sting operation as he was coming out of a shop where he had extracted some protection money. Father Christmas dropped the bag of sweets that he was giving out and arrested 37-year-old Salvatore Palladini, believed to be a member of the Santa Paola Mafia clan.
Paola.
Santa Paola.
Paola.
That ain't as bad as you as the motherfuckers sending you a goddamn congratulations in the mail. You've won an award. Come to this address to pick your shit up. And then bring your dumb ass in there and balloons drop. And then they drop the handcuffs on you.
Wow, look it, I won an award.
Oh, man, that is the funniest shit ever, man.
That tells you how stupid it is, people. Okay, if you won, send me the award. Plain and simple.
Man. Over in Texas, shoppers are maced at chaotic Air Jordan sneaker sale.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yo, like, come on, people. Y'all fighting over some $2 shoes, people. Where are Jordans made at?
China.
Fucking China. They wearing them shits. They don't even know who the fuck a Jordan is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Air Jordan, but these shoes, they feel good.
The brand. They think Jordan's the brand.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Mesquite police used pepper spray to control an unruly crowd of sneaker shoppers. The incident happened at Town East Mall, where dozens of people had lined up to buy Nike's new Air Jordan 11 Retro, which went on sale at 6 a.m. Laurie and Lorraine Martinez described the scene as frightening and chaotic. Nothing like I've ever experienced before. Lorraine, I've got pushed in a corner, and we all got maced.
What?
That's fucked up. Yeah, they got video too.
That's terrible.
Let's listen
that
to the video.
Terrible.
Oh, it's got crude language. Let's see what happens.
Oh,
Damn, yeah, he's spraying that shit straight in there, too. Man, there's a bunch of black people. That's why I did it. Oh, goddamn. Yo, I got knocked out. Goddamn. Goofy Bone is off the VIP hour, people, thanks to Boost Mobile. They ain't even inside. They outside the store, though. I don't get that. They outside the store. They ain't inside the store. So why the fuck would you be spraying mace outside the store? They ain't nobody in the store. They waiting to get in the store.
Did you link it in the room? In the
couch? Yeah.
I'm trying to get
that's
back
fucking,
in there.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's what happens when people start getting ignorant, get mad and get ignorant, start tearing shit up, and that's what happens. Man, that's crazy. Oh, well, that's how they do you. Stupid motherfuckers shouldn't be buying those dumbass fucking Jordans anyway. Fuck yeah. Goddamn. Make-believe-ass shoes, and they making y'all damn near kill yourselves over some fucking shit that, you know what I'm saying, you don't even, Jordan don't even wear motherfucking Jordan. Ain't that something stupid?
Really?
People ain't even ever notice that. When they see Jordan out and about, he ain't got no fucking Jordans on. That's crazy. Anyway, over here in the United States of assholes, good old USA, A stroke belt mystery is solved. What the hell is stroke belt? Okay. Too much fried fish. Duh. May contribute to the high rate of stroke. Duh. People living in the stroke belt, including residents of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, were about 30% more likely to eat two or more servings of fried fish every week than those living in the rest of the country. I mean, eating fried fish nowadays ain't good for you anyways, because you motherfuckers done poisoned the goddamn water. So you can't even fucking be eating. That's why they tell you don't be eating all that kind of fish, you know what I'm saying, because of the mercury in the fish. You know, and nowadays there's so much shit that's all poisoned in the goddamn water. Yeah, they're eating too much of anything is going to be fucked up for you now. So you can thank your government and their and the other bodies of people that, you know, shitted on the American economy and everything else to put us in this bad way. You seen the link?
I'm trying to get in the room. I can't get back in the room.
You
stuck.
In now? I see you in now.
You do?
Oh, the chat is stuck. Loading.
I have a blank screen. You see me in there?
Yeah, you in there.
Okay.
Over here in Vermont, a governor gives press last dog and pony show. Hell no. Sometimes he rides for his dog and pony show press conferences. Outgoing Vermont Governor Jim Douglas used his last one to trot out the real thing. The Republican governor, who leaves office next month after 8 years, appeared at his weekly press conference with a miniature horse and a Labrador retriever and a lighthearted jab at his image. Dog and pony show. Well, that's what y'all do. You should have motherfucking brought some goddamn smoke and some fucking mirrors, because that's what the fuck y'all do. God damn it. Blow smoke and put mirrors up. Anyway.
Maybe just smoke some weed.
You know?
The beer might not be too good.
Over in Hawaii, sewage spill shuts Obama's vacation beach down again. How the hell you got a vacation beach? You know what I'm saying? How the fuck You got a whole beach. That shit's crazy. But Hawaii has been plagued with heavy rains recently in the Oahu village of Kailua. All right. Has been forced to release untreated sewage and agricultural runoff into Kailua Bay and the beaches around the Obamas' rental home. County officials have posted signs telling tourists to stay out of the water, but many Hawaiian visitors are going in for a Christmas dip anyways. And that might be your last.
You know what? That's probably a setup so the Obamas can have privacy. Come on now.
Yeah, they don't want nobody on their beach, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But, exactly, for the holidays. Come on now.
For the holidays, yeah. It just so happens that now.
How are they gonna they are not going to put raw sewage in the ocean like that. Then again, you never know, but come on now.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and again.
I'm in the chat. Can you relink it now, please? Thank you.
Oh.
The Jordans.
Oh, the video?
Yeah, the Jordans. Jordan
shoot. Great. Yeah. Over here in New Jersey, a collector buys card from nuns. What the hell are they doing with the card? A New Jersey collector said he bought a rare Hannes Wagner baseball card from an Order of Baltimore nuns after an auction winner reneged on a $220,000 bid. Nicholas DePace, 57, said he was contacted by auction officials after the original high bidder backed out of paying the school Sisters of Notre Dame for the card. What in the hell is a group of fucking nuns doing with some goddamn baseball cards? That's weird. But okay. South Carolina, world's smartest dog knows 1,022 words. Now, a border collie named Chaser has learned the names of 1,022 individual items more than any other animal, even the legendary Alex the parrot. But it's all in a day's work for these researchers, psychologists Allison Reed and John Pilley of Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina, wanted to test if there was a limit to the amount of words a border collie could learn.
Wow.
Who the fuck cares?
Talk to the animal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's like talking to the hand. It ain't talking back. What the fuck? Is the dog finna say any one of them 1,000 words? Is the dog finna say, hey, what's up? How you doing? And if the dog do that, I'll get the fuck out of the United States because I don't know what the hell y'all doing now.
Hey, well, can't talk, you know. I can flip real quick, too.
Man, I know parrots, you know, parrots can do the little talking and shit, but dogs, they will. I mean, yeah, you might be doing rah-roh, hey, he said hello. No, motherfucker, he said railroad. Ain't no fucking hello in there. He said railroad, guy.
Hey, our dog used to say, I love you, and you can hear it. I love you, rah-roh.
Yeah, all right. Rah-roh-roh. No.
Yeah,
I love
you.
He say rah-roh-roh. Hey, that's not I love you, goddammit. He said rah-roh-roh.
Then he might say, I love you.
Oh, man. Shout out to the dogs, though, man. Fucking human's best friend. Over here in Las Vegas, jurors are made to work all night so judge can go on vacation. Goddamn right. Hurry up. Shit. It's Christmas time, goddammit. Shit. Guilty or not guilty. Shit. The murder. Oh, damn. I guess you shouldn't be rushing a murder trial, though. shit. The murder trial of Victor Fakoya is the talk of the county courthouse. Jurors in the case were forced to work through the night last week to accommodate the judge's vacation schedule. And when Judge Valerie Vega ordered them to begin deliberations at nearly 3 a.m., After more than 13 hours in the jury box, they figured she had a good reason. Judge, I am packing up and leaving town and going on a vacation for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Man, that's dumb, though. I mean, well, that's the judicial system which we live, you know. Over here in Massachusetts, school has required permission slips for Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, wow.
Ah, there. Y'all are too stupid, man. A Brookline school is now saying permission slips won't be necessary for students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Beginning next month, all students at the Devotion School will say the pledge over the school's intercom. The Brookline superintendent says while it may seem extreme, it's necessary. It is state law to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day, but courts have ruled students have the right not to participate. Well, yeah, I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, you know, patriotic in that sense, you know what I'm saying? So, and just because you motherfucking live here in goddamn America don't make you a motherfucking American. Shit. Anyway.
Yeah,
I
don't have
my
daughter say it. You know, she don't want to say it. She don't
Who cares? Like,
pledge no allegiance to nobody.
You know, that's making a pact. You know, I didn't even think about that. You know, in school, they got those, you know what I'm saying, chanting a fucking, you know what I'm saying, allegiance to the what? I know a
to
fucking
the flag
allegiance
of
to
the
you,
United States.
Please, that's been taken and refurbished, and now that's what you got. Man, fuck that. No goddamn pledge of allegiance. In Haiti. Yeah. 45 people are lynched amid Haiti cholera fears. Damn. What the fuck? Man, they beating the dude ass naked and shit. What the fuck, man? Angry Haitian mobs have lynched at least 45 people in recent weeks, accusing them of spreading a cholera outbreak that has killed over 2,500 people across the country. The number included at least 14 suspected sorcerers previously known to have been lynched in the far southwestern region of Grand Anse, as local people feared they were spreading cholera with a magical substance. Man, this is the problem, people. You feel me? You know, that's a big problem right there. But, damn. And that cholera shit. Yeah. United States playing that goddamn earthquake and shit, so I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know what I'm saying, planted some goddamn cholera and shit. You know? How the fuck you think the goddamn Indians got the motherfucking gone about with this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Blanket filled with smallpox and shit. So, come on, people. You don't, please. Just think with a very open eye, mind and eye, is all I can tell you. And if you put it past them, shit, you're going to be passed out. God damn it. Over in Dallas, a man is detained outside home of George W. Bush. If you didn't have a fucking shoe in your hand, fuck you, man. No. Because, you know, that would have been me. You know what I'm saying? I would have been out there, you know, ready to throw a shoe at his motherfucking ass. Sir, what are you doing? I'm waiting for him to come outside so I can finish the job that the motherfucker overseas didn't do. You know, he threw two shoes at his ass and then hit him with damn one of them. I just want to hit him with one. Can I do that?
It won't be a Jordan either.
And you know what I'm saying? It won't be a fucking Jordan. I tell you. The person was detained outside the Dallas home of former U.S. President George W. Bush, who they still fucking call President Bush. You never noticed that. People still call Clinton President Bill Clinton.
Bitch.
You see what I'm saying? But they don't. And but when it comes to Obama, they don't say President Obama. They say Obama.
Yep, they sure do. Ain't that a bitch? You already know.
The suspect was sighted in the evening driving a muscle car or high-performance vehicle erratically in the quiet neighborhood of Preston Hollow. 13 Dallas Police Department squad cars responded and were at the scene, and Secret Service agents and K-9 units were also at the property. Damn, they protecting his ass, boy. Thank y'all mother going out fucking with Bush if you want to. Yeah, all right. Motherfucker put your ass in a bad way, but yeah. He's still getting an award, because, of course, yeah, he did get an award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Back in Florida.
I put a video in for you of a dog that says 12 words.
Of who?
The dog, a Siberian Husky, that can say 12 words. A video. In the chat for you.
Man, what the fuck ever? This goddamn dog is goddamn fucking saying roar.
Man, just friends.
Fuck out of there. Fuck out of there. All right. Thank you.
You guys can keep your dogs. I'll take my diamonds, you know?
Thank you for that wasted link right there. I've added to the over 4 million goddamn views that shit has fucking gotten for goddamn dog wailing. Sounds fucking.
Well, we can't hear it. Share the wealth.
Oh, man. Oh, in Florida, people, school janitor is arrested for stealing Christmas presents.
Wow.
Fucking bah humbug. God damn.
Times are tough.
Man, that's crazy. A janitor at Wilson Elementary in Sanford was arrested after she admitted to stealing 2 bags of wrapped presents. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office says surveillance video from last Friday evening shows 47-year-old Barbara Williams, a custodian at the school, entering the locked office of the principal and removing 2 bags of wrapped presents. Yeah, that's fucked up, shit.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
The janitor that stole Christmas. Right. The janitor that stole Christmas.
Got to be a stupid mother.
Damn.
Got fired.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she ain't get fired yet. You damn sure get an award after they get your dumb ass out of jail. Then you gonna come back to work and get fired on your day off. That's fucked up. Oh, man. Over in Newburyport. I don't know where the hell that's at. Sounds like where there's a lot of cigarette smoking going on. Oh. Hospital is requiring job applicants to take nicotine tests. What the fuck is a nicotine test? If you smoke, don't bother applying for a job at Anajaquez Hospital in Newburyport. The hospital is requiring job applicants to take nicotine tests. If they test positive, they'll be rejected. If they quit smoking, they can try again 6 months later. And how far do we want our private employers to intrude in our private lives? Ask employee rights attorney Philip Gordon. I don't motherfucking give a damn. That's motherfucking common sense to me. I don't want to go to the goddamn dentist office and my dentist is standing outside smoking on a fucking cigarette. But then I go in and get my dental exam. He's telling me, oh, I think you should stop smoking. What? I think that's absolutely correct. I think that's absolutely correct. Oh, goddamn it. Oh, shit. All right, well, check this out. Hold on, people. Someone had ordered some Nutty News.
Yes, I did.
Alrighty, ma'am. I've come to deliver.
Thank you so much, Santa.
I've come to deliver.
I appreciate it, Santa. Yeah. So good.
But like I say, you know, that still, to me, that's not an invasion of privacy. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to work at a fucking hospital. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be leading by example. That makes no sense to go to the hospital and all the fucking doctors and nurses standing outside smoking cigarettes.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I've thought that many times.
That is fucking ridiculous. I'm in the hospital for chemotherapy and shit or whatever, and I come outside, and I'm still dying, getting killed, because you motherfuckers out here giving me secondhand smoke by the same motherfucker that's supposed to be in here curing me.
Yeah.
It's not no invasion of privacy, people. That's not an invasion of privacy. Okay, that's by having some fucking proper work ethics.
Common sense, too.
You know?
Common sense alone. They just passed a law this summer that you cannot smoke on school campuses or, you know, college campuses or hospital campuses at all. And you have to be off the premises.
Well, but I'm saying, why is that fucked up? Why do I have to be subjected to your secondhand smoke? Or if I tell you to put the cigarette out, you know what I'm saying? We might get in a fisticuff, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to put you feel like it was my freedom, but you killing me.
Yeah, my secondhand smoke's better than
the
cigarette smoke.
You know what I'm saying? I agree. I think you need to ban fucking. Don't have me play my damn cigarette commercial. Cause you know, I'm ban fucking smokers for real. Shit, though.
Thank you.
In Virginia, candy canes may be sharpened and used as weapons.
Thanks. Bye. Sorry, I have UPS at the door.
Sure.
Holiday presents at the door. I don't know.
The WPS, the Parcel Service.
There you go. Good one.
The green truck, not the brown truck. We're green. They call themselves the Christmas Sweater Club because they wear the craziest ones they can find. They also sing Christmas songs at school and try their best to spread Christmas cheer. Now, all 10 of them are in trouble and in detention because the boys were tossing small 2-inch candy canes to fellow students as they entered school. An administrator said that the candy canes are weapons because you can sharpen them with your mouth and stab people with them. Neither he nor any of their friends did that. But honestly, how our society has developed, I would say it like that. That is true. You know what I'm saying? We do. We got some violent fucking kids nowadays that they do stupid shit.
All the violence they see on TV and the movies, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a shank, you know, and then they sit there sticking themselves with the point and like, damn, I done made a weapon. Yeah, a natural fucking weapon. Yes, you did. You know, and nobody don't need to be reading about that for Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? A child gets stabbed with a fucking candy cane. You know what I'm saying? That ain't, you know, I give kudos to you for the good gestures of what you was trying to do. But honestly, yeah, you might want to throw out something else besides, you know what I'm saying, that. Plastic candy canes. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, you know.
Now they can make it sharp, too.
You know, or the candy canes made like the, you know, the Easter Bunny little things.
Oh, yeah, the marshmallow.
The marshmallow, yeah. Marshmallow candy canes. There you go. I mean.
There you go. It won't be the same, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Over in Oklahoma City, a boy, 13, is busted for illegal marker possession and writing on paper. Okay. A 13-year-old boy was arrested for using a permanent marker while in class at his Oklahoma City middle school, a violation of an obscure city ordinance. The boy was spotted in possession of a permanent marker by Roosevelt Middle School teacher D'Lynn Woodside, who was pictured, and she looks horrible, but okay. And a police spokesman referred to the student's bust as a citizen's arrest.
Oh, wow.
Effectuated by Woodside.
Oh, God. Really?
Really? People, really? Is it, I mean, have we come to that point where fucking markers?
Yeah. It's come to that point.
Wow.
Well,
yeah,
I make a citizen's arrest on a police officer that's speeding down the street with no lights on, or goes through a red light because, hey, they can.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I've had cops that are behind me sitting there and they want to get through on the light and they whoop, whoop, go through the light and then turn it off and just go about their business.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that
Come
shit.
Come on now.
They do that every day, so.
Yeah. Oh, no, there was a video. Sorry to change the subject, but I should post it in there. But in August, there was a man in the summertime in downtown Seattle who was wielding a knife. He was an Indian gentleman, downtown Seattle. An officer saw him. His camera was on, and he asked the guy to drop his knife. Well, the guy didn't. He was probably drunk. Who knows what? You can't see what's going on. But he didn't even give him a chance, as far as I'm concerned, to put the knife down, and he shot and killed him right there in the streets of Seattle.
Damn.
They just released the video just this past 2 weeks. I should get that for you.
Damn.
But that's the world we live in right now. What is that knife going to do up against, the gun? And, hello? He didn't even get a chance to put it down, as far as I'm concerned.
Damn. Yeah, that's fucked
up. You just told him, put the knife down, next thing you know, pow, 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 pow. And you see a girl crossing the street, and she sees and hears the whole thing, and she's just like, what the hell? And then goes about her business.
And St. Paul School District will make all public schools sweet-free zones. Now, that's just fucking un-American right there. That's fucking out of America.
Sweet free zones? Come on.
Oh, man. Jill.
She at the dental office?
Jill Gebeck made it a habit to reward herself with a small piece of chocolate after lunch every day. But the chocolate rewards ended last month when some first and second graders caught her. Yeah, I thought you said this was a sweet free zone, they reminded her. And much to the chagrin of thousands of students and even some parents and school administrators, all public schools in St. Paul District will be declared sweet-free zones by the end of this school year.
Wow, okay.
Damn. Well,
that could be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's promoting, proper health for your kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some kids do indulge in a little bit too much sweet.
Too much, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
When you're a kid, come on now.
Yeah,
that's
so, that's cool that she had it. But no, that was the teacher that caught, eating a little bit after lunch, so.
Yeah.
Hey. Over here in Washington, Michelle's separate Hawaii travel cost $63,000. Who cares? I mean, they're the fucking president and the president's wife. I mean, are they supposed to be getting shit cheap? I thought they supposed to be getting everything for free. If you the fucking president, I would think you get everything for free. Why is there a cost on anything? You're the president. Why would you have to pay for anything? That don't make no sense. That's like paying rent at the White House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm the president. What the fuck am I paying rent here for? The decision by First Lady Michelle Obama to leave on schedule for her 2-week Hawaii vacation, hand-in-hand with the beach. Yeah. And not wait a few days for her delayed husband will probably cost taxpayers more than $63,000 in additional expenses. How's that costing us anything? President Obama decided to stay in Washington until Congress finishes its work for the year, and Miss Obama chose to leave without him Saturday, taking their two children and the dog along with her, which she's supposed to because she's not the fucking president. You know, what dumbfounds me is that when Hillary was in office, they never did all the fucking trips she went to here and there and all. You never heard about none of that shit. You never heard about none of the miscellaneous spending and all that shit. And for all the money that damn Bush fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You never heard about none of all the fucking private parties and all that dumb shit that his wife threw and all that old dumb shit she did. But now you got goddamn some black folks up in this shit. Now, oh, they're spending money. You goddamn right. In New Jersey, town spent $17,000 defending a $5 fee. God damn, y'all.
Oh, wow. Well, you know.
God.
Do what you got to do.
Damn.
You know?
Yeah, it's the principle, man. It's the fucking principle,
you know,
man.
Exactly. It could be 2 cents.
It's a goddamn principle. A township spent more than $17,000 defending a $5 fee. It charged a resident for a compact disc of a council meeting.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah.
Tom, oh, wow, the whole
city. The whole, man.
What, they can throw a rock from one end of town to the next, I'm sure, but come on now.
What the hell?
These are the times, man. You can't even afford it.
Tom Coulter filed a complaint with the New Jersey Government Record Council saying he should pay the actual cost of the CD to get the recording.
Well,
the state council sided with Coulter and found he should have paid about 96 cents. Bridgewater Township paid more than $14,000 in legal fees defending the case. It had to pay $3,500 to Coulter for his legal fees and give him a $4.04 refund. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, to the city for doing some stupid shit like that.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breathe easy now.
You know.
Oh,
yeah, California. A cab rider pulled a knife, then left a payment in a tip. A California cab rider who pulled a knife during an argument with the driver left the payment with a tip in the vehicle, police said. A Sacramento police report said the cab driver told officers he had an argument with the rider about the destination at 20th and Q Streets, and he fled the vehicle on foot when the rider pulled out a folding blade knife. Damn, dude. Well, when he came back to his car.
Switch blade?
Yeah. Yeah. So when he, I guess, okay, so when he came back to the car, you know what I'm saying, he found that the dude left a fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, that's horrible. Fucking scary as shit.
Is that supposed to make it all right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you pulled a fucking knife, motherfucker.
Oh, damn. He paid. It's all good.
Yeah, he all right, officer. He only punctured me a little bit with the knife. Nah, he left me a tip for that.
Die.
He left me a tip for that. I'm mine.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what happened to the UK people. There's a conspiracy going on with Nothing News.
I'm finding that out.
And they have, you know.
Yeah.
But we're still here. God damn it. In Florida. Mother leaves disabled son at SeaWorld.
What? What?
Damn.
Mother what? Is arrested for leaving her?
No. Well, should have got arrested. A mother was arrested by Orange County deputies after they say she left her 21-year-old disabled son alone.
How disabled is he?
At a SeaWorld play area. What the fuck was he playing with at 21 years old?
Well, he might be mentally disabled, you know, childlike.
Rosa Poo, 44, was arrested when a SeaWorld security officer noticed what he thought was an 8-year-old child alone for more than an hour in a play area. Deputies say the son has mental disabilities. They initially thought he was 8 years old based on his size.
Wow.
Damn, he 21 years old? Damn.
You got a link?
Rosa Poo. Well, damn, I don't think they got no picture, though.
Ah, okay.
Let me see. Yeah, they probably because he's, you know, mentally disabled, they probably ain't going to post a picture.
Yeah, that's probably.
But if they do, oh, man, that's going to be fucking hilarious.
That is terrible. So what? They arrested her why? Because they thought he was an 8-year-old boy?
Yeah, they come to find out.
He was disabled,
yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, just fucking retard. It's okay, yeah. You can fucking leave him. You can fucking leave him, yeah. Just make sure he doesn't lick the windows, you know?
He's legal.
He's fucking okay.
He's on his own, people.
He's fucking 21. Hell, he's old enough to drink.
You know, have a beer, honey.
Oh, man. That's fucked up, though.
No kind of award for that, huh?
She still left her.
You've been shorting people on the awards here, man.
Yeah, you know. It just doesn't really apply, you know. You left him, but, I mean, he's 20 fucking one.
Yeah, you know. So give her an applause. For letting him go. Finally, at last. Free at last.
Oh, man. There you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for some more. We got, what, 9 minutes?
Did I read now? Yeah. Let's see. What else we got here? Did I read? Man jumps
that,
on.
That was Florida.
Yeah, that
Florida
was.
People are,
huh? Yeah, Florida's fucked up now. You know?
Leaving their retards anywhere these days.
Hey, you know? They leave their kids anywhere, so it don't matter, disabled or non-disabled. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Goddamn, motherfucker leave you in Publix, Walmart, Family Dollar, the Dollar Tree. Yeah, they'll leave your goddamn ass anywhere. Kids, y'all better grow up fast. Shit.
He wasn't a kid.
In Colorado, man jumps on teen girl and punches her in the face. Damn. The 14-year-old girl from Mexico had been skiing on a beginner run with a ski school class when she swerved to avoid a skier who had fallen in front of her. The girl bumped into a 4-year-old boy who had been skiing with his father on the same run. The boy and girl fell. The father of the 4-year-old boy, Scott Filler, 41, said he thought that the girl had been skiing carelessly. Police said that the man jumped on top of the girl and hit her in the face with his fist, and he could face up to 2 years in jail.
Well, hello. Control that temper, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What was that? What, are you kidding me? Beating up a child?
Damn.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Man.
I could understand protecting your children, but that was going too far.
And if you witness the girl, you know, hitting the little boy or something, yeah, that's one thing. But y'all both on a fucking beginner course.
Hello.
What?
Things are gonna happen.
Like, what?
Yeah, well, I hope he gets his, because that's ridiculous. Think about it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Sit and rot and think about it.
Well,
then, we didn't break her nose or something.
You know, man. Well, I ain't want to go all into it, but you know, grown men hitting a child. You know, yeah, I know it wasn't no good outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Ruined her day. I'm sure the boy was just fine.
I got to read this one. God damn. This is, yeah. This is old news, but damn. I didn't see this one. This happened back in September. Sorry, people. This is real old. But this is fucked up. Man drove over mother three times after she fell out of car.
What? Like he pushed her out, it sounds like.
Stephen Frederick Mullen, a 58-year-old Darby man, was jailed after he allegedly ran over his elderly mother.
It's gotta be 80-something.
By accident?
By accident, my ass. The first time, you know you ran over him.
Ran over her again by accident and again by accident.
Oh, hell no.
The woman died in the hospital of injuries sustained from the accident.
My ass.
Mullen stated that his mother fell out of the moving vehicle and he accidentally ran over her when he backed up to look for her.
If you believe that,
you got to be a stupid motherfucker.
That don't deserve an award. I don't know what that is.
Damn.
That is, you're cruel. She's got to be 80-something. He pushed her out the door. He ran over her and he didn't know? Come on.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
I can't even laugh about that one.
That's some fucked up shit.
And that's more than nutty.
Damn.
That's beyond nutty.
In New York, the UN stinks.
Wait. Moment of silence, people.
Oh, yeah, for the lady. I'm
silence. Sorry. Oh, wow.
Not bad, lady.
Really lost it here.
Not bad, lady.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. What?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
All righty then. I had to take a brief moment out. UN security officials evacuated the buildings where the Security Council and the General Assembly were to meet because of a strong odor caused by a sewage problem. The 39-story Secretariat building overlooking the East River is under renovation, but the Security Council has been meeting in the basement. The adjoining General Assembly building is still being used ahead of its overhaul. It turned out to be a disruption in the basement sewage system caused by a high tide on the adjacent East River. And that's all symbolism, people. That fucking building is located on the East River. And, man, fuck y'all. That's why y'all shit stinks, because you're stealing shit. And the motherfucking doing shit that you ain't supposed to be doing. Goddamn motherfucker. Anyways, Last but not least, in New Jersey. No, we'll do this one. Damn, this is real fucked up.
Yeah, 1 minute.
In Brazil, man kills bride, best man, and self at wedding.
The two doing something.
Damn. A bridegroom fatality. Bridegroom fatally shot his new wife, his best man, and then himself after announcing to horrified guests that he had a surprise for them.
Oh my God.
Damn. Witnesses reported that 29-year-old Rogério Damascena, a sales manager in Camaragibe, some shit, outside the northeastern Brazilian city of